Welcome to the DTA Coaching Community Podcast. I'm Janice Gray, co-founder and CEO at DTA Associates. This podcast is designed for you to get to know some of our fabulous coaches and for them to share their experiences as a care team coach. We have coaches all around the country who come together to learn from one another and contribute best practices to the profession. DTA Associates is a healthcare consulting company based in Minneapolis, serving clients across the United States. We focus on patient experience and data warehouse and analytics consulting in clinics, hospitals, and health systems as they seek to improve in these areas. So without further ado, I'm really excited to introduce you to Shauna Foss. Shauna is the manager of the customer experience coaching team at North Memorial Health. That's in Robbinsdale, Minnesota. Shauna has 17 plus years in the healthcare field with a specific focus around the patient and family experience. Professionally, Shauna's passion has always been to educate and support healthcare professionals in the important journey of improving the experience for patients and their families. She feels so privileged to have had the opportunity to be the voice for the patient during times that their voice may be difficult to hear. A fun few personal facts about Shauna. She's married for 23 years to her high school sweetheart, which is awesome, and a mom of three sons. Shauna's passion has been cheering on her boys and all they do. She is most known for being a hockey mom for the past 15 years. And now that all of her boys have recently graduated and moved on to college, Shauna's on the journey of finding herself in all the possibilities with new hobbies and interests now that she's got some free time, not at the hockey arena. So, Shauna, welcome to the call. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
I was telling Shauna before this call started that it's been my goal to have her off for quite a while because she's one of those folks that's kind of saddling a couple roles, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in a second. So, Shauna, can you just help us understand a little bit about your role? You oversee a coaching program, as I said in your bio. Is that kind of your full-time job or a piece of your work? And can you tell us just a little bit about the team and all that good stuff?
Absolutely. Thank you. So I wanted to start out this to explain also, I'll be interchanging two words. We at North call our patients, we call them customers, so you'll hear me saying that a few times. So I just wanted to say that to avoid some confusion. So as Janie said, my full-time role is manager of our amazing, in my opinion, customer experience coaching team. We have three full-time customer experience coaches. We are incredibly lucky to have those resources to do that, yet at the same time, it feels like we are short resources because we want to do so much more coaching than we're able to. So the three coaches are Marie Kopp, Sophia Miller, and Caprice Overstreet. And their primary responsibility is experience coaching. And what's really exciting is since we started our program back in 2018, we've actually had the privilege of coaching over 1,600 team members so far to date. I do also get the privilege, like Jenny said, I kind of go on both sides. I get the privilege to coach some of the time, just not as often as I'd like to. And sometimes I get even the difficult team members, which in my personal opinion is actually a really fun challenge. And more often than not, due to the awesome coaching platform we have and relationships we're able to build, I'm able to turn that challenge into a really positive experience for both of us.
Awesome. Thanks, Shauna. And I can just second Marie, Sophia, and Caprice are some truly amazing coaches. We also had an interview with Marie last winter. So it's great to have Shauna too because we can have even more coaching voices from the organization. So Shauna, let's dive in. First things first, when we talk about customer experience and coaching, tell us more about what drew you to want to really use this strategy for your group, your organization, your department.
Sure. So I am a strong believer that patients and families not only deserve the best healthcare outcomes, however, they also deserve to be treated with dignity, respect, care, and compassion. So I happened to stumble upon healthcare, truly stumble upon it about 17 years ago, and somehow patient experience just had a strong pull on me from almost the very beginning. I immediately realized that the patients and families that we care for could be experiencing healthcare for their very first time, and it can be very, very scary. It's confusing, it's overwhelming, and let's face it, healthcare is a bit broken. So all of these experiences while being sick or injured, while they're seeking our services, they're doing that because they trust us and they know that we are the best at what we do. We truly, in healthcare, we're the experts. And this is our everyday. And sometimes when it's our everyday, we forget the fact that it is quite often a once in a lifetime for our customers. And so we need to take a step back and really work on our communication and bring out that compassion. And it really is the healthcare team members. It's our responsibility to help guide them through their healthcare journey. It's one of their most stressful encounters in their life. So we want to try to do it in the least stressful, most effective way possible, guiding right next to them, next to that patient. So notice that I'm not saying leading them. We as healthcare professionals really need to work with the patient and family, empower them to feel they can advocate and have a voice in the care and the decisions that they're making. So patient experience is hard. It's stressful and sometimes exhausting work, but it is also exciting, powerful, and rewarding too. So bottom line, in my mind, it is the right work and the right thing to do. And I think in this coaching platform, we have the tools and resources now available to us that we can bring these thoughts and beliefs out into the healthcare community and make some great impact.
Awesome. Your passion for this, Shauna, just comes through in your voice. I love the way you describe how the pull that patient experience has had on you. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit more about your team. I know you said they're amazing, but I'm really curious, a question that a lot of leaders have for us is, how do you help to keep your team fresh and grounded in the work that they're doing? Because your team is doing a lot of coaching.
They are. And you've said it and I've said it. I am so beyond lucky. The coaching team here at North is incredible. Some of the things that I absolutely love is when they come back and tell the team or tell me individually some of the most heartwarming stories that were meaningful to them to witness, because let's face it, we are in the thick of it with the team members and the patients and their families, and we have that privileged presence. So it's been very meaningful for the team to witness. And they will also share those stories that when they observed an interaction between a team member and maybe a customer or another team member that just didn't go really great. And I believe those are what really drive them to continue to do their meaningful, important work. And I think those challenging moments really are what drive us the most. So as a team, the four of us were lucky to have a pretty small, really cohesive team. And we do focus on self-care, and it's so important for us to do that. We need to take care of ourselves so in turn we can bring our best selves to work every day. And we do that in many different ways, just in touch bases every day or during our scheduled monthly meetings. We also do a monthly one-on-one, the team member and myself, where we can connect. We talk through those struggles and support one another and give guidance and suggestions. And it also gives us a chance to reflect and center ourselves, to go back out there, out into the trenches, and to be able to continue to make those incredibly positive impacts throughout the organization.
Awesome. Well, so let's get into some of the details about how you guys really approach the coaching, because I think that's super fun for others to learn from. So I'm just curious, you said you've coached over 1,600 team members since you all went live. I know from data that you and I were looking at recently, it's been 800 or so already this year in 2019. Can you walk us through, like, how do you identify areas? How do you prioritize who you're going to go and coach? And then can you just tell us a little bit more about what that whole process looks like for your team?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So when we started this process back in 2018, we literally started from the ground up, of course, with the support of Janice and DTA and Associates. When I actually came over here from another healthcare organization, and my boss actually jokes and says, I hired Shauna to be a salesperson, which I'm like, that was crazy because I'm so far from being a salesperson. because our fear was that we would have to go knock on doors and beg to be able to come in and do this coaching opportunity for different teams, different units and that. And we have been pleasantly surprised that it's been the complete opposite. We actually have a rolling list of people asking us to come to their area and borderline almost begging us to come into the area because we've had some incredible positive impact after the coaches have been there. So what we do is we work very closely with our metrics and insights team who analyzes the patient experience data, and we prioritize all the requests that come in based on that data. And then we do a kind of a two-prong approach. We have a customer experience steering committee that meets, and we bring our recommendations there, and we talk through the way that we're going to prioritize it. And then we ultimately bring our recommendations on a quarterly basis to our division presidents. So we have two different hospitals, and so there's two different presidents there, and then we have clinic services, who's a president as well. So we have three division presidents that we bring our recommendations to get their approval and suggestions, and then we move forward. So it's a quarterly kind of touch base and build our schedule from there. So right now we are certainly scheduled far into January and with requests coming in on a weekly basis for Q1 of next year.
Well, I have to apologize to Shauna personally because I ran into someone on a Sunday night a couple weeks ago just from another walk of life, and she's like, hey, what do you do with North Memorial? And I said, oh, well, we worked with the team, the customer experience team, and the coaching. And she's like, yes, the coaching. She said, I'm new there. I just started about 3 months ago, and I really want to get coached. And I was like, well, let me send Shauna an email. So I added one to her queue on a Sunday night a couple weeks ago.
And I love that. Oh. And we are so, so lucky to have this awesome resource that people are just truly, like, hungry for. So it's been fun.
It's really cool. Can you take us through, like, let's say you have a unit or you have a clinic who has been through your prioritization process and you're like, okay, we're headed to Six West or we're headed to XYZ Clinic. How do you and your team approach that? How do you present it to that group? How do you get out there and start doing the coaching? Can you just say a little bit about that?
I can, yes. So we have we work in the background our first year of really building a very comprehensive communication plan from every step of the journey. So we have a roadmap for the areas that we are going to. Let's say that the data suggested it, yet the leader hasn't come to us yet. We have a whole roadmap for that. We have a roadmap for the areas that are asking for us, and we did the data analysis, and it showed, yep, you are a priority. And we also have a communication plan for those areas that we just simply, the priority isn't there, and we offer some other tools and resources to that team. So if it is an area that we are going to be going to, I meet with the leader well in advance to go through the whole coaching process, talk through any questions that they may have, and then build out their communication plan for their team. Again, that's another roadmap of how do we get out there, tell the team about the coaching process, and alleviate as many of the fears and worries that we can. And we do that through emails and posters and flyers, and we really like to encourage having us at their huddles or their team meetings so we can get up in front of them and talk through the positive part of coaching. Unfortunately, I feel in healthcare the word coach has a negative connotation to it, and we do the exact opposite of what that coaching is. It's strengths-based. It's really a way of celebrating the things that we do really well in healthcare and offering suggestions based on what we observe. So we like to go out there and try to calm some of those fears as best we can, and we have that consistent message going out from the leader all the way through to their appointment and their report and email after the fact.
That's awesome. What percentage of the people in a given unit or clinic do you strive for and ultimately end up coaching, do you think?
So the research that you've shared with us is typically 50% of the team members, if we coach them, the the positive impact will happen. However, we went, again, we're very lucky because we do have three full-time coaches. Our goal is to hit 100% of the team members in every unit that we go into.
Nice. That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit. I know that you you love cohort profiles, I would say. You are like one of the best people that I know for using them. Can you explain a little bit about what those are to people and how you use them as part of your process?
Absolutely. I probably drive you guys nuts asking for them all the
time.
No.
We love that you use them. I think it's awesome.
Awesome. Good, good. So the cohort reports are, in my mind, an invaluable tool that will allow a leader to see exactly what we observed while we were up in a unit, department, clinic, so forth. So what it will show is how many team members we coached, and it breaks it down by role, which is really wonderful, and then it breaks it down by the strengths, the inconsistencies, and the areas of opportunity. And so we are able to look at all of the different care practices that we coached on for their team and show what did they do consistently every single time. And I recommend let's celebrate that. Let's talk about that. And then move on to the inconsistencies and areas of opportunity. Those are kind of our meat and potatoes, if you will, of really moving those usuallys to always for our customers' experience. And really what we do with these cohort reports is I've built talking points and some materials that the leaders can use for each of the care practices that we observed. Again, if it's the strengths, let's celebrate that. Yet the inconsistencies, we have the talking points, and they really align nicely with the reports that we gave out after their coaching interaction. And so these leaders can use these the way they see fit for their area. So if it's in huddles, let's take one care practice at a time and really dive into those and have those discussions on what we can do to move to have a more consistent standard practice, because clearly it's something that as a coach we observed it happening some of the time, just not all of the time. So it's been very beneficial to use after we've done a coaching a whole unit. I will meet with the leader typically within a couple weeks after that whole unit is done, and that is one of the main tools I bring to them is the cohort report, so they can get a sense of what we coached on, and then the tools that will support really continuing to sustain the gain, we like to say. We have incredible gains after the coaching processes happen. How do we sustain that? And we believe through the cohort report and the different resources that can align with that to help them out.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you keep using those cohort profiles. We'll generate as many as you need.
Thank you.
You touched on results there, and it's like you were a mind reader. That was a question I wanted to ask you a little bit about. In the spirit of celebration, can you share a little bit about some of the results that your team has seen in the last 2 years?
Yes, I can. I don't have all the specifics in front of me, so I apologize on that. One really great thing that we do at North is the coaching team is part of the innovation team. And within the innovation team, we have our metrics and insights team that does all the data analysis that I mentioned earlier. And they focus on each unit that we go to. They look at the data a quarter before the coaching interaction happened, the quarter while we're there, and a quarter afterwards to really see if there was an impact on that. And I know off from the top of my head, there was one unit that the questions that we focused on around the nursing communication, they moved from the first percentile, and during the coaching and shortly after that coaching happened, we've moved up to the 99th percentile. And that happens more often than not.
Oh, I got chills when you said that, Shauna. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's so exciting. These are just simple little nuggets to change a little behavior to really have that consistent standard practice that our customers, our patients are so hungry to have.
Absolutely. Well, I have one more question for you here. Whether it's a coaching experience that you've had or one from your team members, can you share maybe one of your favorite coaching stories with us?
Yes, I can. I'm going to talk about one of mine. It was actually one of those that I spoke of earlier where it was a challenging one. We knew there was going to be some friction that was happening, and I decided to take that one on and try to eliminate any negative interactions for my team members. And it was with a nurse that was from one of our units that was very vocal with her frustrations, and it was borderline anger about the coaching program, to be very honest. She was angry from the moment she heard about it until we came to our unit. In fact, during the huddle, when I was introducing the program, she came up kind of a bit up into my face with her concerns and worries,
wow,
kind of coming out in anger. And truly that behavior continued on into her coaching session. And again, I was privileged to be the coach with her. Now, I was thankful that I was able to see through her anger, and I really truly saw the worry and fear, which, as we know as healthcare providers, we see that from our patients as well. Worries and fear come out sideways. It comes out in a weird way, sometimes in anger, and that's what I was seeing here. And so I completely get it. So during our time together, I leaned in, and I enjoyed connecting with her. I was asking her questions, and I was truly in awe of the great interaction she was having with her customers. And I was calling that out. I know we like to save a lot of our coaching observations till the end, but I just couldn't help it because I was so impressed with how she was interacting with her customers, complete night and day from how she was interacting with me at first. And what was really fun is I was watching her anger and fear chip away literally minute by minute. And so by the time we did the debrief, we had built a really great relationship, and I feel like we built some really wonderful trust as well. And so she was finally at the point where she was completely open to hearing the feedback I had for her, and she actually engaged in the conversation, and she beamed with the pride of the positive that I shared with her. And actually, more importantly and excitedly for me, is that she agreed with the suggestions I had to offer. And she cried. She cried. And that, I know sometimes it's like, what, you made somebody cry? However, this was, sometimes it's just so meaningful because my guess is her tears were of relief and happiness and truly feeling heard and, more importantly, feeling proud of the work that she does every single day. And I just found that to be a very rewarding interaction.
Awesome. Oh, I love that story, Shauna. Thank you for sharing that with us.
That's
such an about-face turnaround that you made in being showing up and being present in that interaction. All right. Well, I have one final one for you, Shauna. I thought you've done such a nice job of walking us through this, so I really appreciate it. I'm curious, just because we've been asking all the questions, is there anything that we didn't ask or I didn't ask you today that you just would like to have other coaches know?
Well, I'm going to get on my soapbox that patient experience is just such an incredible journey. It's really hard but really meaningful work. And in the past 17 years, patient experience has been, like I mentioned, the focus of my professional life. And thankfully, I've had a lot of wonderful impact throughout that time. However, what's really cool in these last few years, I've truly seen such an amazing shift in our culture, behavior, and acceptance with this work. And I'd like to contribute it to really integrating the coaching as a tool to improve our patient experience. And I love that the work that we do and the impact that we make every day is so important to our customers and our patients. And as I mentioned in my bio, we have the opportunity to be that voice for those patients when in so many times they don't have the voice to be able to say what they're thinking or feeling. It's patient experience, it's the right work, and I'm so thankful to be a part of it. So thank you for letting me be on this call.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing with us, Shauna. Again, your passion for this work, and I don't think it's a soapbox. I think it's you need to keep saying it. So that's awesome. Thank you for that.
Again, this is Janice Gray, and I'd like to thank you for joining us for the DTA Coaching Community Podcast today. I hope you've really enjoyed our interview. Please join us next time when we'll hear from another coaching community member. Hey, are you still there? Still listening to me? If so, lucky you. Do you have any ideas of what you'd like to hear on an upcoming podcast? If so, would you please send them to me at support@dtaassociates.com, and we will choose a lucky winner to receive their very own DTA gift. You certainly don't want to miss that, so be sure to send us your ideas today. Thanks!